Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Vince Quinn with you here on 94 WIP, and we're going to get back to all the sports stuff. I know there's a lot going on, Sixers, Phillies. We're going to get back to that in just a couple of minutes. But first, I mean, is there anything more important than Philly than cheesesteaks? And I saw a great article that was eye-opening about the cheesesteak, and so I had to talk to none other than Ray Boyd, who is the engagement editor at The Enquirer. What's up, Ray?
What's up, Vince? Thanks for having me, man.
Well, yeah, totally. So tell me that, because you wrote a great article about cheesesteaks. Tell me what the article is and how you got there.
Sure. So I did a piece recently. It was an op-ed for The Enquirer about cheesesteak toppings. And I specifically wanted to get into this notion that, you know, there are only certain toppings that go on a cheesesteak. There's only so many classic cheesesteak toppings, which basically comes down to your choice of cheese and whether or not you want onions on it, which has always been, I mean, I'm born and bred from Philadelphia. And so for me, that's just what I grew up and knew. And there was an article that one of my colleagues wrote recently, and it was about this cheesesteak cheesecake thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or seen that.
Wait, a cheesesteak cheesecake?
Yeah, so basically this writer from, I believe, South Carolina, originally from Philly, created this thing a couple years ago, cheesesteak cheesecake. And basically it's more like a quiche than a cheesesteak, and I think that's what kind of throws people off about the name. But it's a baked good, and it's topped with cheesesteak meat with cheese, which is, you know, a very hotly contested cheese in Philly, apparently. I've grown to learn. And then it had green peppers on it. And the green peppers are always what throw people off with these cheesesteak remixes, because everybody outside of Philly assumes the cheesesteaks have green peppers on it. No one in Philly knows where that comes from, so they get up in arms when they see it.
It's so true. I gotta tell you real quick, it's crazy how true that is. I mean, I swear, like 15 years ago I was up in Canada, and they sold a Philly cheesesteak, which, by the way, it was P-H-I-L-I, Philly cheesesteak, and that had green peppers on it, and you see that everywhere. And I don't know of a single place where the standard cheesesteak has a green pepper. So
exactly.
Totally on point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think even the Domino's cheesesteak pizza has green peppers on it. So, you know, I get it that people get, they literally get angry. And that's what I noticed. People get up in arms about it. So I just tweeted out. I was just like, you know, why do people get so angry? Like, I don't understand. Why can't we just all accept whatever our cheesesteak orders might be and whatever toppings we want? And our opinion editor noticed how semi-viral that tweet was going. I mean, viral for me. You know? And he was like, why don't you just write about it? No, we have opinion pages, write an opinion piece. So
yeah,
that's what I decided to do. And then that's how the whole article came about.
Okay, so you write this piece that's all about, like, hey, we need to change the toppings, or at least, you know, it's all diversity. It's just been Pride Month and all that different stuff, right? We've got to be open to things, and cheesesteak toppings being no exception. Did you get anything after that article came out or in the series of tweets that led to the article? You were like, oh, I didn't realize people ever put that on a cheesesteak.
Yeah, actually, there were a lot of weird things that came about. Like one of the craziest thing that I saw the list was chicken fingers. Someone putting whole chicken fingers on a cheesesteak.
Oh yeah.
Which I think that, you know, one of the articles that I'm all for topping. That's kind of what I've labeled it. I think you should be open to any topping.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say I think chicken fingers on a cheesesteak maybe go a little bit too far.
Let me say you're wrong right there. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, because there was a place for me when I was in college. There was a place where I went to Fordham, and, you know, it'd be 3 in the morning. We're just totally loaded. There's a place down the street that would sell cheesesteaks. And here's the thing. It wasn't even just chicken fingers. It was like chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, fries. They would throw all of that in a single cheesesteak. And then when you go home, you didn't pass out. You'd literally die. And then you'd wake up at the hospital the next day being like, holy crap, what happened?
Exactly. I mean, to me, that's And like I said, I'm all for topping acceptance, but that to me maybe is where it crosses the line, and maybe I would understand people saying, okay, that's not a cheesesteak. But the point of the article was that I really wanted people to get away from this notion of if somebody wants to put something quote-unquote quirky on their cheesesteak, that it's not a cheesesteak anymore. You know, I think Philadelphia should own it in every form, in every way that it might appear. Just own the cheesesteak. And I think it could ultimately take the cheesesteak to a whole new level.
Yeah, we got to free the cheesesteak, Ray, right? Is that the
hashtag? Exactly.
Let's get the hashtag going.
That would be a fantastic hashtag.
Right? Free the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that. I'm going to try to come up with a crazy order and place it later in the show. We'll see how I'm feeling. I'm letting the appetite build a little bit more, but soon I'm going to place an order. Now, here's the thing I got to ask you. What is, if you could do your dream free cheesesteak, right, your unrestrained cheesesteak, what would that cheesesteak be, Ray Boyd?
Well, to be honest, I probably, if I were going to do what cheesesteak could I get for free, I wouldn't make one up. I would just get what's kind of my favorite cheesesteak, and that's the bruschetta cheesesteak at John's Roast Pork. I think that's one of the best cheesesteaks in the city, and it's again, would fall under that category of being a non-classic sort of quirky cheesesteak. And I interviewed John Bucci, the owner of John's Roast Pork, for the article. And he told me the whole backstory to how the bruschetta cheesesteak came about. But basically, I mean, for anybody who can't picture it, I don't know how you couldn't. You take the topping that goes on bruschetta, you know, the chopped tomatoes and whatever seasonings go in it, and you just line it over the top of a cheesesteak. I think it's fantastic. So that's the route that I would go if I was like, I can get it for free. Which one would I want for free? That would definitely be the one.
Well,
it's not my go-to cheesesteak order, but it's a nice treat.
I got to find it. Honestly, it's very impressive that you realize that your favorite cheesesteak was the place that you then immediately went to get their comment on cheesesteaks.
To me, it was like you got to go to an expert. And, you know, John Bucci came highly recommended to me as a good person to talk to. And he was a fantastic interview. So that made the article even that much more fun to work on.
All right. Well, and you shared that article. It's on the Inquirer. Well, Inquirer.com, not TheInquirer.com. Inquirer.com,
yep.
Formerly Philly.com, and they'll find it there. I'll share it as well on Twitter. They can find you, Ray Boyd, engagement editor at The Inquirer. They can find you at Ray Boyd Digital, and a former WIP employee, by the way. Look at you, Ray.
That is true. That is true. We've come a long way, Vince.
We've certainly come
a long way.
It's been great, man, and great catching up with you. You take care, Ray.
My pleasure, man. Enjoy that cheesesteak.
I'm going to free it, baby. We're going to free it up.
Fantastic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.